Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam podcast brought to you by Les Schwab Tire Centers. It'll be the best 45 minutes of your life, I promise. Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
With Dusty Hera and NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
If I can change, and you can change, everybody can change.
On 1080, The Fan.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. The best sports day of the year is here. It's the 21st of March, and it is the start of the 2019 NCAA tournament. The madness
now
is
we do,
here.
Where is the drop? Hercules, Buck, do we Hercules, have the drop? Hercules. We've been waiting for the drop. He didn't find it.
That's all he's got for us. No, you know what?
You know what drop I'm looking for?
I actually don't know what drop you're looking for.
It's time for the madness drop.
I'm waiting.
If you don't
That's gone. It's disappeared.
Buck doesn't know this.
I mentioned this to him. There's a special drop that Lindsay had done.
There is a lot of special drops that my wife did when she was voicing a commercial for The Fan.
Yeah.
And
a long time ago.
She didn't know I was recording her.
Yeah. You did it on purpose.
I totally did it on purpose. Mm. But she was just messing around, and there it's gold. Jerry.
Okay, so you're saying Thursday today is the best day of the year.
Thursday, Friday,
best sports day.
Best sports day of the year. I love these 2 days. You have so much drama going on in the NCAA tournament. It is nonstop from 9 a.m. our time all the way through the night. You have got
even
action,
better than
action,
open
action.
Open call. Even better than
even
college
better,
football.
Yes,
opening day of college football,
yes.
Like the real Saturday opening weekend.
College football's opening might be better if all the games were tight and competitive, and the season was on the line.
Yeah,
that day.
You
didn't
also
want to see Akron versus Michigan.
No, you also have to understand I'm a prisoner.
That'd be a
of
great
the
basketball
moment.
Matchup, though.
The Akron Michigan would be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a prisoner of the moment too. If you ask me this on September 1st. I'll probably go football, but right now, does it get much better than, like Buck said, everything is on the line. Seasons will end. There's going to be, as Bill Rafferty says, onions at every single turn in this tournament. Heartbreak, buzzer beaters, upsets.
Yeah. The slipper still fits!
You have blue bloods that'll flex their muscles.
Speaking of things that are blue, all you men today.
Hey-o.
What are you thinking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Well, this does kind of correlate with blue. All you guys that decided to get that special little treatment today, which we know is National Get the Snip Day.
Yep.
So you can ice the lower region and sit back and relax and maybe have a few morning drinks. Because we're the only one here. Everyone else is going to be at the Party Central.
That's right. Fan Madness at the Independent Sports Bar presented by Laurel Wood Brewing. Encore audio video. Warren Allen, attorneys at law in the Nike Hoop Summit, right there, Independent Sports Bar and Grill, 225 Southwest Broadway, downtown Portland, Landmarks, Mary's Club, near there. Noon to 3, Dirt and Sprague will be there. 3 to 7, Isaac and Suk will be there. We will all show up, though. The Fan will show up 9 a.m. 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., boom, Fan is there.
So as soon as we're done. Mm-hmm. You hang out with us for the next 3 hours. You're going to spend a lot of time with us, and we're going to be your partners in crime.
That's right.
And then as soon as 9 o'clock hits, you just sidle on in and slip out of work today. And if you're playing hooky, whoop, God bless you.
You should be.
God bless you.
And
if you're a boss out there,
exactly.
Come on, don't be that guy or gal. Just understand that just today, there's not going to be a lot of productivity.
Mm-mm. There shouldn't be.
Are you a productivity or you a productivity person?
Hold on. Let me see. I have to step back. Productivity. Which one was it?
Productivity. I don't know. Some people like the productivity, but that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a boss and you hate sports, just embrace sports today.
Yeah.
Small embrace. Well, and if you're an employee.
They're not listening right now.
I know they're not listening.
That boss isn't listening.
But anybody that's going to talk to their boss today and go, what's going on today? Why is everybody so distracted? Mm. Just show them your smartphone and say, this is why.
Yeah. P1 Jesse says, I'm that guy. He's that boss. But he is listening. You'll be there, though, Jesse. I know that you will stop by at some point during the day, either today and or tomorrow, and you'll be at Fan Madness.
If you're
you're going to do it.
If you do have a bunch of people that work with you, and you are an authoritative person, you don't have a soft bone in your body to be able to understand what today means for everybody? Come on.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. And everybody that's going to be staring at their phone, today would be National Stare at My Phone Day.
That's right.
Which feels like it's every day. But anyway, there's going to be a lot of us just kind of like this one says, I'm going to take my phone inside my welding hood.
There we go.
The boss can't see me get the madness on.
Hello? I would like to know some of people's greatest lengths they've gone to watch the madness, like taking your phone inside of your welding hood.
How many screens? How many quick little minimize are people going
to
be doing as your boss circles?
Or just lies that you've told to get out of work, to get out of school, like lengths that you've gone to.
Did your teachers, now here's the key. This is the part when you know you have the cool teacher. Mm-hmm. Did your teacher wheel in the television
yes.
when you were in high school and or middle school, grade school?
Mike Keller, my sixth grade teacher.
And if you did, I love you.
He wheeled in the TV and it was specifically for the University of Portland game when they were in the tournament.
How long ago was that?
1996.
That's the last time they made it?
Yep. And we had the game on, and then I remember we were like in social studies portion of the class. He looked over at the TV, and he's like, all right, enough of this. And he finally turned it off because they were getting blown out.
Who were they playing?
No idea.
Oh.
No idea. But yeah.
Were they a 16 seed? Do you remember?
They were.
Somebody,
may have been like a 15.
Come on, UP fans.
I don't know.
Nostalgic fans, let us know.
It wasn't pretty. But it was close for like the first half, and then it just wheels came off. I remember that one. And then Mr. Lifer, math teacher in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was a wrestling guy, but it was March Madness. He was like, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here for this. Let's go. And so we had
Would your administrators be upset? Would there be a mom that would come in and goes, how dare you monopolize my child's learning time? Mm-mm. With that, you know, that notice how I made the mom sound?
Right. You did.
I just offended 100,000 people.
In college,
I
had a professor that didn't care about sports one bit.
Oh, they were angry.
But I convinced him that San Jose State, where he went, was in the tournament.
Yeah.
And so I told him the game was on.
Wait, were they?
No. They were not in the tournament. And I said, oh, they're going to be on, you know, CBS. And so he's like, okay, fine, we'll bring it in. They never played. But
did.
I was like, oh, it's probably the next game.
Yeah.
And so the entire class.
He had no clue?
He had no idea. He didn't know if they were in or
That's pretty good going probably the next game just until the time runs out.
Well, it was an hour and a half. I had an hour and a half to convince
him next.
San Jose State was in. Then I just was like, gone. I left. I was out of the class. And he didn't really ask any questions after that. I think he just turned it off because nobody else wanted it
in
the next class. We have a teacher chiming in on Twitter.
Oh, do we?
Says, middle school teacher here.
Twitter.
This close to spring break, schoolwork is non-existent. Game on the projector, game on the laptop, game on the iPad all day. You know what? I love that.
Sign me up for that class.
Yes. I have a feeling that you...
I feel like that's a rarity.
I'm going to go ahead and say that this Twitter profile is fake name, so I don't know who it is.
Feeling very comfortable hidden behind there.
I mean, either that or he has a badass name of Sherwood Blunt.
You need the burner account.
But,
maybe that's a teacher in Sherwood.
Who likes the blunts?
Who likes the blunt?
It's legal.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with that.
Okay. But yes, I will go best sports day of the year, hands down. I probably have more excitement leading in.
We'd like some stories today from those memories, some madness stories.
Here's another thing that I love about March Madness and Thursday, Friday is that there's so much unknown, right? When we head in, you mentioned the start of college football season. When we head into the start of college football season, we know it's the Alabama-Clemson Invitational, and everybody else is just jockeying for two other spots. In this, though we know Duke, North Carolina, and all that, they're good, we have so much unknown about every other team in this bracket that it makes it that much more exciting. Because if you are somebody that goes, I know what's going to happen, you have no clue. We have no clue. There's no way we've gotten our eyes on every single team in this tournament. None. And so that's what I love about it, too, is like, oh, my God, who's this guy? Who's this guy?
Yeah, there's always a tournament guy or a tournament player, or there's something that's going to pop. There's somebody that's going to pop. He's going to just stand out. Other than we know we're going to talk about Zion. That goes without saying. There's going to be a player. There's going to be somebody that comes out of the woodwork. And Sister Jean, part deux. Who is it going to be this year? What's going to be what everybody gravitates to?
Remember Richie Fromm when he became part of the college basketball?
Oh, yeah. Crying lexicon. Northwestern kid in braces and rubber bands.
The Villanova Piccolo yeah. girl.
There's always something.
Crying. She's in the band sitting there, tears rolling down her face. The show must go on.
I think Vegas does have an over-under of how many times. And CBS, figure this out. But please, if we get to see, we're going to see today. Let's watch how many times the camera pans to the stands and finds the crying person. The upset fan, the crying child. They're going to find more crying children than ever this year.
I believe...
I'm going high on that one.
I believe CBS and Turner Sports have one cameraman in every arena dedicated to that.
You get to find the crying kid. Where's the crying kid?
Yeah.
Crying kid.
Heartbreak cam.
The kid's not at school today. His parents took him out of school. Get the crying kid.
Yeah. If there wasn't so many games and so many different ways to watch the tournament, I would think that this would be prime opportunity for... having just one of your side screens being crying people. Mm. You know, like when they get to Final Four level and the Final Four is there and it's only on one channel. Mm-hmm. If you go to have just another stream that you can bring up of emotional fans in the stands, I would have that on a secondary screen for the Final Four. I think there's nothing wrong with that. 55305, the Better You Today text line. I think that we may have most creative ways to watch the game.
Yeah,
today that's going to be a topic on today's show because you guys are already coming in with some big ones. Aloha Garbage Joe is working today, so I mean garbage is a big one. My garbage day is tomorrow, and Aloha Garbage just pick up mine. So I appreciate you guys because I can't do that. That's something it needs to be done.
Yeah.
But I also feel for Joe, who's going to have to be in his car finding creative ways to take in all of the madness. You know, this is a long day.
There's ways to do it.
Hopefully you get most of your route done before 9 a.m. And then you can come down to Fan Madness.
I will say that app that CBS has put out there is fantastic.
Is it solid?
It is
great.
It's amazing how fast it keeps up with nearly real time.
How many people will over data today?
Oh, God.
No.
how much time do you have?
Get to some Wi-Fi.
Find some free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. You know what?
But you know what? Just unlimited data.
AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, you guys all should go free data.
Open it up.
Thursday, Friday. Just free. This is your freebie, guys. You get these 2 days, even though they're going to make millions of dollars. Ooh, maybe buy some stock in those today.
Yeah.
Because it's going to go through the roof.
I heard 5G's coming, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Faster? 5, 6, 7?
I mean, they could tell me it's 10G, and I'd be like, wow, that sounds impressive. I remember the days of 3G.
Mm-hmm. Sounds really fast.
Yeah.
I remember LTE, 3G, 2G.
Isn't it suck when you're going somewhere and you try to bring up a web page, and you're like, oh, LTE. Oh, crap.
Oh, LTE.
It's going to take forever.
LTE
it's gonna
actually works.
It's going to take
20
seconds.
Yeah, 20. Oh, gosh, Ed, we're so spoiled.
I know.
You spoiled little.
I know. Back in the day, the dial-up modem, mom would run to the grocery store, and you're hoping that one pick from that website that you would go to would
that one pick
that I know would in time.
What website are you talking about?
And there's a lot of them. I don't remember many of the old website names, but you would go to those.
I know
sites.
In Utah they like to look at them.
That's sure they do.
And lead the country.
Sure they do. All right, coming up on today's show, have we seen the end of the road for Doug Baldwin? A story coming out of Seattle that has some Seahawks fans a little bit concerned. Ichiro says goodbye. Ichiro with an emotional send-off in the Tokyo Dome just now in Japan as the Mariners and Oakland A's are in the top of the 11th inning on ESPN. And so we have baseball going on during the show, Cam.
Yeah, I know. I'm watching it. I'm currently staring right at the screen.
It's great.
saw Ichiro retire.
Yep.
I had to stand and watch. Stand in silence.
I did too. I stood right in front of the TV like a small child looking up at it.
I was waiting for something spectacular, although his career is spectacular. It was a ground out to shortstop, which...
Hey.
No, I thought he legged that thing out.
He almost did.
Yep.
He almost did. It was sad, man. It's like, gosh dang.
You say Kikuchi, the pitcher for the Mariners.
Yeah, he's very tearing emotional. Up. Very emotional.
Because
you see what he said about Ichiro?
He is Japanese, and this, like, Ichiro is his idol. He's 27 years old, so his entire life, basically, yeah. Ichiro has been a professional athlete, both in Japan and in the major leagues.
He said Ichiro, and this is hands down, everybody that's talked about it, Ichiro is the most famous Japanese person ever, and said he is a god. Like, literally, that's what he said. He is a god in Japan. And I'd...
That'd be pretty cool.
It's bittersweet for me because, again, another Mariner leaves, and I see Ken Griffey Jr. in the clubhouse giving him a hug, and I see another Mariner that's going to go into the Hall of Fame along with... He's the first ballot Hall of Famer. Mm. And there's not a World Series run. There's not a playoff run attached to that name. And it hurts. At this point, it just hurts.
Okay. It does. Okay. I wonder if
I'm losing my emotions.
I wonder if Kid and Ichiro got into a tickle fight in the dugout.
Okay.
Remember that story?
A little tickle fight?
They used to get into tickle fights when they played together in Seattle. I wonder if that happened in Tokyo. Where we start?
I remember it was just like yesterday.
How was that possible? Because Griffey never played with him until like 2014.
Yep. That's when 13. It happened.
Oh, it happened
late. They
would
get into their tickle fights.
The old men getting into a tickle fight.
On this day in sports history, 2008, 11 years ago, we were talking about who's going to be the guy that pops into our mind in March Madness. Steph Curry did on this date in 2008. He scored
Davidson.
30 of his 40 points in the second half as Davidson upset Gonzaga 82-76.
Gosh, makes me think of
11 years ago.
Small little guards that have had great runs.
Yep.
Lehigh, CJ.
CJ. Huh? To Duke.
There you go.
Let's just go down the list of Portland Trailblazers that were drafted in the first round because of their tournament.
Brandon Roy.
Greg Oden. Zach Collins.
Zach Collins. Jeez, Blazers like to draft guys that have been really good in the tourney.
That's right. Well, let's start with the Blazers. They gained a little bit of ground in the West, and is Dame hitting a new gear? Dustin Cam on the Fan.
It's time for the madness.
There it is.
What that means. Did you give her a couple shots of tequila before you were doing that?
No. She's just a... she's something else, man.
Secret recording.
Always kind of drunk, I guess. Yeah. The life of an elementary school teacher, I guess.
Give her some vodka.
Yes.
Hello.
Give you...
Time for the madness.
Little sippy.
Yes.
Madness.
Bad, Rut. Yours is better than mine.
We go where we start. The Portland Trailblazers made up a little ground in the Western Conference standings last night. A rare night where the Rockets and Thunder both take L's. And the San Antonio Spurs, too. So Memphis, somehow, some way, pulls off a 126-125 win over Houston.
57 by James Harden wasn't good enough.
My God.
Wasn't good enough.
The Raptors go to overtime with Oklahoma City and win 123-114. And the Miami Heat beat the red-hot Spurs and end a long winning streak. And now the Blazers sit a half game back of the Rockets for third in the West. And with the loss, the Oklahoma City Thunder are now the 8th seed.
Not nuts.
In the West.
That's going to change.
You have got a log jam where the Blazers have a 2-game lead over Utah, 2.5-game lead over the Thunder. But it goes Utah's the 5 seed, San Antonio the 6, the Clippers are the 7, and Oklahoma City is the 8 seed right now. I mean, everybody's got like 10 to 11 games to play, but... that we're getting back to that razor-thin margin for error, but the win for the Blazers actually gives them a little bit of breathing room. 2 games lead over Utah for the 5th spot.
Well, as you said, it's 6, 7, 8 are all tied.
Oh.
I mean, that's just right there. I mean, which team is going to falter the most? It looks like maybe, I don't know, which team is going to have the do you put a lot of confidence in San Antonio, Clippers, or the Thunder? I think the Thunder are the team that's going to collapse a little bit.
Well, they've already lost four in a row.
And the only reason I say that is because I trust the fact that Doc Rivers and Greg Popovich have been there, done that.
Yes, they have. And now after an overtime loss to the Raptors at home, their next game, they go up to Toronto tomorrow to play. Isn't that, I hate it when the NBA does this. You play the same team in back-to-back games.
True. But give me a 1-8 of Oklahoma City and Golden State. 1-8. Golden State.
Well, you've been talking about or the Thunder.
Give me that.
That'd scare me a little bit.
Yeah, that would scare you a little bit, wouldn't it?
You've talked about this. Are the Warriors actually jockeying for position? If you see that coming down the stretch, do you lay an egg in the last game and just say we're going to be the two seed and let Denver worry about it?
No way you're doing that. No way you're doing that. But you know that's going to be a rough series.
In the way that this is all panning out, it's going to come down to the wire. You're going to have
2-game lead.
You're going to have five teams that are, you don't know who's going to be 3, who's going to be 8 when it's all said and done. But this is the stretch of the year that everybody was looking at with Oklahoma City, because when they made that surge, remember we talked about this a few times, they had one of the toughest stretches to end the year of any team in the NBA.
Yeah.
And that still is true. I think it's like the fourth hardest schedule in the NBA. They've got Toronto, Indiana, Denver, Detroit, Houston, and Milwaukee all remaining on their schedule. 6 of those games are against playoff teams. Mm-hmm. Now, Detroit is a playoff team in air quotes there. They're barely 500 on the season.
That road trip's going to be the difference maker.
Where they
for the Blazers, the four games on the road.
Yeah.
Chicago, Atlanta, Detroit, Minnesota. That's it. That's the game changer.
Luckily, it's against those teams, though. You know, Atlanta and Chicago are
It doesn't matter, because you could see Houston looking at the Grizzlies going, oh, we'll get this game. Nope. And that's one of those inexplicable losses. Can I make this thought here?
Yes, you can.
Sure. It's a radio show.
Absolutely.
If the Blazers find a way to have one of their best finishing, well, they push in the end to get a 3. If they get a 3 or a 5 and they do it without CJ, what does that tell you about this team?
If they do it without CJ? I think it tells you Damian Lillard has hit another gear.
Putting it on his back. Because he's averaging almost 40 minutes.
Right. And that's what he wants. And in the playoffs, it may hurt him, because he's gearing up and ramping up already, as LeBron would call it, playoff mode activated.
Yeah.
But, you know, Damian Lillard, you need him to be your star. He played 30 minutes last night against Denver. You gave him a little bit of rest, and that's going to be the key, is when you play the Chicagos and the Atlantas of the world, you have to be able to give him a break, and you have to have everybody else step up enough. But Dame, we saw 30-15, the second time that's happened in franchise history, the other night, on Monday night. Last night, he goes 30-12, right? You're seeing a guy
who, how we were on triple-double watch for a little while.
The first half, where he had, he had like 20-9, 9 assists and 5 rebounds. He ended the game with 5 rebounds. Yeah. So it really didn't do much there. But I don't think it tells you a whole lot about the Blazers as far as what this team is, except for Damian Lillard is the talent that we should be and do appreciate him for being.
Well, you're 44 wins. You got 11 left. What do you need? You need 7? 7 of 11? You need 6? 6 more wins? Put you at 50? Does 50 to 51? I think it's 51. It's right around 50-51.
For three.
50-51 is where it's going to be.
I think 51 for the 3 seed, 50 for home court. That's kind of the number that I have in my head.
So 6. Might you need 6 right. more wins out of the 11. And that road trip where you go Chicago, Atlanta, Detroit, and Minnesota, you know, don't walk into that one thinking it's just going to be a slam dunker. You're going all the way across, and watch those games. Those are the difference makers. Even if you came out 3 or 4 of there or 500
on that.
I'm betting on that, because I think the Detroit game and the Minnesota game are going to be tough.
They will be tough. They just played Detroit not too long ago, didn't they? And I guess it was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Plus
you got a red hot Brooklyn coming in.
Well, you have Detroit tonight, and then you have Detroit a week from Saturday, Saturday, and then a week from Saturday.
Oh boy.
It's going to be, this is going to be a stretch where I think if you, that road trip or this homestand and then the front half of that road trip, Chicago, Atlanta, that'll tell you the urgency to bring CJ McCollum back, you know, because if you drop one of those games to a team you should beat, You know, if you go anything except for what I would guess would be 2-2, if you go anything less, if you stub your toe against Detroit in Brooklyn, I mean, come on. You've got to get CJ back as soon as you can because that home court advantage could be slipping away. But this knee thing, I mean, I don't know. The more and more I read about the popliteus, the more I say, I bet we don't see CJ until maybe the last week of the regular season. Yep. The last week of the regular season, and he sits out 2.5 weeks.
And if that's the case, do you tempt fate by bringing him back that early, or do you just say, you know what, we'll dust you off when the playoffs show up?
No, I don't think there's any benefit to bringing him back.
I mean, obviously, seeding would be benefit, but... Yep.
Yeah, and how much does home court matter?
What does
to
that
you?
Mean to you? Yeah.
Yeah. If home court means that much to you, then I don't think that you're a team that you feel is going to be making it out of the first round anyways. So I think we probably don't see CJ until maybe the playoffs or those last couple of games before the playoff run starts. But as it is, the Blazers get their 44th win of the year. They beat the Mavericks last night. Damian Lillard doing it again, 33 points, 12 assists. In the win for Portland. All right, 55305, the lengths that you have gone to watch the NCAA tournament, what are you going to be doing today to get on it? That is the textual relations. Better You Today text line is 55305. First is Buck with SportsCenter.
It's time for the madness.
Let's get texty.
I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
24 9 5 6 7 8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Text us now at 55305. Message and data rates may apply.
Just want to leave my number. Anyway, I think that was weird or desperate.
This is Textual Relations on the show that likes to be over-text. Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080.
The brain of that person to actually say that?
The Fan.
55305. Better You Today text line. What lengths do you go to make sure you watch the NCAA tournament?
This one got me. It said Better You Today text line. I had my wisdom teeth out in high school the Thursday morning of the madness. No, it's going to be swollen. It was a great excuse for me to skip school. That's when P1 Anthony.
I like
That's
that.
That's awful, though.
Yeah.
Really? I know today's National Vasectomy Day. You got to put some ice on your giblets.
A little snip.
You just snip it. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of that at all.
I think I'm going to do that next year.
Not a fan of that at all. I don't want anything down in that region that has any sort of soldering iron or scissors or anything.
Wait, when you say you're going to do that next season, just that procedure or specifically for those
specifically
days?
During this time?
You're going to leave us?
We're going to see.
That's fine.
I don't know, man.
Do you know the second most popular weekend to get that procedure?
No, what is it?
I bet you guys can guess.
Masters.
There you go. Yeah.
Just sit on the couch all weekend.
Masters in the tournament.
Yeah.
What's up with springtime and people like you're all shacked up in the cold all winter long, and then you get out of it and you're like, oh my God, I need to get
snipped. Well,
naturally,
the spring is when cabin fever gets you.
I need to figure this out before summer happens.
When you're inside a lot, what else is there to do?
That's right.
In the cold. So now you got to get out. You want to make sure.
No, boy. Oh, my God. All right, 55305. We had this one earlier about the getting your phone inside of your welding hood. That seems a little dangerous, but I'm not opposed to whatever
you're
doing.
Depends on what you're welding. If you're an underwater welder.
Isn't that one of the most dangerous jobs in the world?
As someone who knows nothing about welding, doing anything with a phone while welding seems like a bad idea, regardless of what you're welding.
Not if you're a multitasker.
I'm not a multitasker.
Yeah. Men aren't good at multitasking. Sorry. We're just not built that way.
Probably not the best attribute for a producer who's asked to do several things at once during a show, Ryan.
Okay. Well, you know, you'll notice that the Lindsay drops are slowly making their way onto the board, so I'm doing well enough.
Doing a good job. Okay. I told you the greatest lengths I went to with my college professor and convincing him the school he went to actually was in the tournament when it, in fact, wasn't. What is the greatest length you've gone? Have you gone to any great lengths to watch the NCAA tournament?
I haven't. So I get more excited for the Sweet 16 and on. That is because I don't get excited for these early games. That's just me because I want to see the ones, the games that are most interested in. And because there'll be some one-offs that I'm not Iona and Iowa State and these no-namers that end up winning. That's great and all. I'm a blue blooder.
Whoa, that's a bold claim.
I know, but you asked me. I don't get excited for this. When Sweet 16 hits and then we get Elite Eight, that's when I'm in it. I kind of dive into that.
The tournament for me is completely the opposite.
Yeah.
It's a reverse pyramid for me. The more teams that are in it, I think the more exciting it is. I don't know, unless there's a dog in the fight, I kind of lose interest in the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight.
Oh.
And then I'll pick it back up at the Final Four and really get interested because I love the carnage. I love just like college football, you know, sure. At the end of the season, I love chaos. I want to see the upsets happen. And that's why the first weekend is that much more impressive for me. Like, I loved the UMBC-Virginia game. I mean, they didn't just beat Virginia last year.
Yeah. I don't really care about Virginia.
They beat them by 20.
Yeah, they did.
And it was a 16-1. You get to see history in these games. Like we talked about, Steph Curry scoring 30 of his 40 in the second half. Like, you get to see these guys from small schools that all of a sudden become stars right in front of your very eyes. And that's what I like, because they usually aren't around.
Verification that the welding hood was a joke.
No.
Now just Google glasses.
There it is. Perfect.
Anybody still wear those Google glasses?
What happened those were outlawed. Google glasses?
I think they got in trouble. Yeah. No. Something happened. You legally there. You have to let somebody know you're recording them. So I could just say Google record, and you wouldn't know I was recording you. So maybe there's some law or something. I'm just spitting out something.
I think
at this
that's.
Point. But I'd be a little bit nervous. If somebody's wearing some glasses, and what, dude, what are you doing?
That's only in some states, you know.
Probably.
There's like a single person consent thing in a lot of states. I think Oregon might be one of them. Where you don't have to
police
tell
officers
people.
Wear their body cams. They don't have to.
Yeah.
Legal.
Beep. Yeah. On. All right. 55305. The Better You Today text line. We will get to your greatest lengths you've gone to make sure you watch the tourney, and an update from Japan.
12th inning, baby.
We are 4.5 hours in to Mariners A's. Catch the fever, folks.
Runners at first and second, nobody out.
Dustin Cam on the fan.
Let's blow this joint.
What lengths have you gone to watch the tourney? What lengths will you go to today? And do you have a boss? Do you have a boss who is anti-attorney and will make you work today?
Well, if they're going to, of course you're going to work, but how much are you going to work at work? Mm. How engaged are you? Or how much do you care? Do you care? What's your care scale on a scale of 1 to 10? What are you caring? Remember how when we asked the Super Bowl this year and I said, what's your care more? Hashtag, how much? And there was like fours and fives and nobody cared.
Yeah.
Well, how much is the care factor here? Same goal here.
We have a text, the Better You Today text line. If I remember correctly, I faked having diarrhea to get out of work 3 years ago to be able to make it to Fan Madness.
You know what? I will say that's a really good idea for an excuse, because who's going to question that?
Prove
it's kind
it.
Of an embarrassing thing to go and tell someone. Well, so I think the more severe and gross, the more likely it is believable.
As creepy as it is today, somebody's going to say prove it, and they're going to say take your phone in and prove it.
Oh, no. They
can't.
I don't think that will happen.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen. Oh, my God.
There's a boss out there that would say that. You want to bet?
Okay, if there is, quit. If that,
I think they're going to say, I don't believe you before they say prove it.
Yeah, that one, if you have a boss who gives you the prove it, go take a picture, or can I see, quit. You're in a bad situation. You need to run the other way. A guy's into some, or gal is into some super weird stuff, okay?
Or they just don't trust. They have trust issues.
And if that's the case, then you find a new career, because you're in a dead end at that one. So, okay, if somebody goes the prove it route, definitely.
Mariners are winning. Sorry. I'm totally distracted. They just put Rodney in.
Fernando Rodney is on the hill.
And has all tilted. Fernando Rodney has got to be 40. Is he 41? 40? He's 41. He's got to be 40.
I don't know.
Buck, will you take a look at that real quick for me?
There's one out. D. Gordon is on third.
42.
He is 42
years old. He turned 42 4 days ago.
So I guessed 41. So, all right.
And he's
close.
He's Dominican, and they say that the Dominican birth certificates are not reliable.
Yeah, so he could be hard. Like 45.
Still throws hard. Yeah. Mariners win. Bases loaded, one out.
And D. Gordon on third.
Anything. Wild pitch, there's a game over. Don't you dare hit into
play.
A double. Baby.
All right. Great radio, but the Mariners just won because
he grounded into a crappy double play, and it was a bad throw from second base.
I think this is what people might call radio gold.
somebody, I don't know who their second baseman is, airmailed the throw to first.
It was a great slide. It was an aggressive slide. That's airmail. A legal slide.
I believe that was Chad Pinder with the high throw.
Chad Pinder.
Great slide.
Chad Pinder.
Oh, or maybe Jurickson Profar. I'm
telling you right now.
Okay. Jurickson Profar. Mariners win, though. They're on.
No. Oh, it's just the top of the 12th.
Top of the 12th.
They still got a chance.
Oh, Fernando Rodney's got three more he'll give up here. But great. Mariners' quest for 162-0 still.
Oh, my gosh. It wasn't even a late slide. It was just a crappy throw.
This text, 55305, my boss yelled at me to get into his office yesterday to pour me a whiskey. He'd probably be mad if I wasn't watching it at work. Good for you.
You know,
you're in a healthy work environment.
I have another. I have so many questions today.
Drinking at work.
That's
too.
What I said. You know how
badass.
Well, that's
madmen.
It is. I wonder, does your boss have a liquor cabinet or exposed liquor in his office, he or she's office?
Okay.
I'm gonna guess it's more of a dude thing, but I'm just going out on a limb there.
Okay. Do you know
what boss I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
There was. When suddenly I feel like I'm watching what's the Christmas movie?
What was the Christmas Vacation?
With Bill? I'm totally mind blanking.
What's the basis of it?
Scrooged. You know Scrooge. He always has Bill Murray. Yeah. He's got the alcohol. There's an alcohol cabinet. Okay. I feel like it's very, very 80s.
Yes. Well, like 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, yeah. I think the 90s, for whatever reason, they got rid of booze in the office.
Is that a bad thing?
Yes. In my opinion, it is. Let's see. Let's go.
Was it a bad thing they got rid of it or a bad thing that it's in there?
Bad thing they got rid of it.
No, I'm talking the crystal. Not just the liquor cabinet, but the crystal's right there.
Yeah.
And they're going to pour you a little splash.
Like your whiskey's in a decanter.
Yes.
And you sit there.
Is that
and you
still around?
Let it breathe. I don't know. But if you're going through the professions where it's probably frowned upon, let's see, our garbage truck driving friends, that'll be frowned upon. Yeah, you should not have a liquor cabinet there.
No, not at all.
Construction, unless it's like the actual office for the building.
No.
Okay.
Like here, it would be fine.
Here it is fine.
Yeah, you get yourself an Uber, and you're not, but you have a little drink.
There's plenty of people that have booze in their desks here.
Don't you seal a good sale with a client and toast to each other? And thanks for that great relationship.
Yeah. You know what?
Is that frowned upon?
I will bring it back. I'm going to bring back booze in my desk, even though it's going to be, people are going to start judging me here because we usually leave here before noon. So it'll be a little awkward when
I'm
drinking at my desk.
Yeah, it's like before 9 a.m.
breakfast. Let's be honest.
We are here early.
People judge me anyways.
It's still our 4 o'clock, but yeah.
I'll be eating a beef jerky at like 9 a.m. when everybody's showing up to work and people are like, what? I just had breakfast. Well, guess what? It's my lunch.
Yeah,
so
I witnessed that.
Pal.
Look at this. We have an entire 20 bar in our office. And this is accountant. Booze never left.
Love it. I love that the accountants are doing that. You know, numbers may get a little sideways here and there.
I think you should cheers to a good sale with your new client.
That's what I'm talking about. We have beer and wine in our fridge in the break room. I don't know where that guy works, but I'd like to get hired. So, yeah, I think that alcohol is acceptable.
You know, we'd have coolers of beer in 2-a-days on our off days during the training camp.
Well, that's fantastic.
Did you find that strange?
No.
After you've sweated and lost about 10 pounds, quick hydration with some Rainier.
Well,
wasn't Rainier. And, you know, by the way, they did step it up. It was Heineken. It was Heineken. And I think it was, we got a crafty beer. I think they gave us a Pyramid Hefeweizen.
Oh, that's nice.
At the time.
That's
it. Because I requested some Hefs.
Well, you Northwest beer snob.
Yeah, I did.
It's probably what they, like, this Cleveland guy.
But, of course, you had to have Budweiser there because it was Midwest.
Well, remember when Michelob Ultra tried to tell us that, like, their beer was basically a sports drink? Remember those commercials? Like, they're out playing basketball.
Yeah.
And going on long runs.
It's that same
and
thing with
beer.
This chocolate milk crap that
it's
everyone's trying to tell me. Hey, let's have chocolate milk before we compete.
Yeah. My wife is a hairstylist.
40 grams of sugar.
Beer
sounds good.
And wine, but it's for the customers. Oh, yeah, right. Like your hairstylist's wife isn't drinking on the job.
No, that's a good idea.
What?
Oh, beverages during getting your hair done.
Well, most places have that now. You haven't had a haircut in like 20 years.
No,
so
usually you get like a 7-Up, but I'm talking, you give me a whiskey while getting a haircut?
Yeah, go to like a Hair M or I don't know what the other place is called. There's two places that have you can have beer.
Lady Jane's.
Shh,
I don't know.
No idea.
There was a place in San Francisco called the People's Barber. They offered you either whiskey or a beer, either your choice upon sitting down.
Nice. I run an IT department. I'll probably put the live stream up on one of our TVs today.
Nice. Good for you.
Good. The IT department is, when the IT guy is on board with it, you know you're in the clear to watch at your desk, because if you have the boss who restricts websites or the company that restricts websites, you're also in some trouble. When you see the IT guy's got it going on.
He's made the change.
You got the ins right there. You've got the ins.
He took out the filter.
That's right. Bishops, that's the one. Hmm. That's the one.
Here we go.
55305.
As you can see, we as a group are a little off the rails too.
I don't care.
Because we're distracted and the Mariners are still up. Yeah. Bottom of 12.
I make teeth. That's a weird way to start a text. And I used to work with this old guy named Manly. Wait, there's an old guy just named Manly?
I love that.
He said his old boss would buy a 30-pack and they'd just make teeth all day.
Are we talking like
that is such a creepy,
or
weird visual? I don't know.
What kind of tooth making is happening?
I don't know, but I think that you should bring back Manly in Manly's honor, and whoever his boss is, who probably had a more badass name than Manly.
Manly the tooth maker.
Interesting.
I think you should bring the 30-pack in and start making some more teeth. And there you go.
One
there
out.
There you go. Cam Cleland is
one out.
All in on Mariners baseball.
Bottom
true
of the
12th. Blue, baby.
Waiting for 162-0. We'll give you an update.
117, going to break it.
Did the Mariners win today in Japan? Plus, the hottest sports stories of the day. Hot and cool is next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.